Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that a surge in the number of empty offices is giving businesses more bargaining power with landlords, according to a new report. Developers completed almost 84,000 square metres of office space in Dublin over the first 3 months of this year, more than the whole of 2023, according to BNP Paribas Real Estate. At the same time, businesses leased just 16,300 square metres, the lowest in 3 years. John McCartney, the research director, says rising vacancy rates are giving tenants more choice and more leverage in their rent negotiations with landlords. The Electrek website reports that Tesla launched another round of layoffs this weekend, with employees in wide-ranging roles getting their pink slip. 3 weeks ago, Tesla started a significant wave of layoffs. The automaker announced that it was laying off about 10% of its workforce. However, Electrek reported prior to the announcement that the layoffs could be closer to 20% of the workforce once everything was said and done. Several sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that workers across several departments, including software, service and engineering, had received the dreaded employment level email over the weekend. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that the Port of Cork has warned it will not be able to build the required offshore wind facilities to support Ireland's climate targets unless a €70 million funding gap was plugged immediately. Conor Moles, the Chief Commercial Officer with the Port of Cork, made the comments as Eamon Ryan, the Minister for the Environment, launched the first designated areas for the construction of offshore wind farms off the south coast. Mr. Ryan said the new designated maritime area plans, or DMAPs, would bring enormous economic opportunities for coastal communities by 2030 and beyond. However, Mr. Moles warned that there would be a lot of chatter about offshore wind that wasn't reflecting reality. If we are going to be able to support offshore wind in the next 2 to 3 years, we need to build the infrastructure now. We are the only port in the country that has the planning permission to build now, Mr. Moles said. To raise the money to support this infrastructure will cost now around €120 million. We have to raise it in the private sector, and that is a problem.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.